Okay. Fine. Shmuel's late. That's unusual. Okay. Anyway, let's get started. We're starting, I believe, Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet, not a big Perek, but it does set the tone for Perek Hay, which is a big Perek. So there's Yonatan.
How's it, Jeff?
How's it going? Okay, so Perek Dalet. Ulam, ala shela, kama haim sugya chokhmah hanirim bebruim, shenluchol lizboinen behem. How many different types of chokhmah are apparent in the Bria, that one can see in the Bria, in the creatures of the Bria, that one can meditate on them, think about them? Noema ki soydes hachokhmah shiyishnem bebruim. The foundations of the chokhmah that exists in the Bria, even though there are many, many, many different species, different types, in every detail, there's details within details, infinite. Because there is nuchal achalekotam klalim. We can divide them into seven categories. Otherwise, the list would just go on forever and ever and ever. You somehow have to group them. Sugechad. Now, what all these words mean, too much. No, we'll have to, hopefully, we'll expand some of it. We're not going to understand everything. A lot of it's based on Kabbalah. I don't exactly know all the time what he's talking about. And unless the Mefarshim may say something, I'm a bit lost. So we'll try and get out of this what we can. The first one is the wisdom that is apparent in the roots, on the roots, the roots of the world, and the four yesodis, the four foundations which we mentioned before. That is water, fire, wind, and what have I left out? And earth. Biroseinu keitzad kadua aretz oimad beemtzoilo. Another aspect is that which the we'll discuss some of this now. Is important that the kadu aretz, the earth that we live on, this ball, stands at the center of the world. We'll discuss that now because not so poshut. Can a kudu betoicha igul, like a point within a big circle. V'amayim soivim es haaretz, water surrounds the whole earth. V'nei lemaale mimenu, and above that, ha'avir mesove v'esayam v'esayobosho. The air surrounds that. The sound surrounds the sea. And the dry, so you have dry land, then you have water surrounding it, then you have air surrounding that. And the fire is above all of that. It's all made with exacting, perfect exactitude. Lo mishtane mimenu dover. Nothing changes. Okay, so well, that's quite a mouthful. Let's try and break down what we're talking about. The first thing he says, which is obviously problematical, is that the Kadu Aris is at the center of the universe. So he brings from the Mephoshim here, Ze nira la'ena kol. That's apparent to everybody. Share b'kol makom she'adam oimed b'kol olam. Wherever you stand on this round ball, Kuroi es chetzi kippat ha'shamayim. You see half the, what we call kippat ha'shamayim, half the sky. Wherever you are, you see half that sky. It means this ball must be at the center of the universe. Could be cosmologically and whatever, that it's not bidyuk at the center of the world. But once again, we talk from a Torah perspective, not always from a scientific perspective. That's the first thing. And despite the fact that the aretz is tluim, it's sort of like hanging in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the world, purely by the speech of Hashem. You must have thought about this when you were a child. whether you're at the top of the ball, the side of the ball, the bottom of the ball, everybody feels like he's standing up. Nobody's walking upside down. Nobody's falling off the edge. It's a paradigm thing, no? Srichim li pull the matter. You should fall. If you're standing on the bottom of the world, you should fall. You should. How do you feel like you're walking upright, no matter where you are? Everybody, no matter where they are walking upright, straight. They stand straight and they don't fall. It's one of the awesome things of the Bria. That's one of the things he's bringing down here. It's a Plia, if you think about it. It used to drive me nuts when I was a kid. Not all the time, because I had lots of other things to think about when I was a kid, but that was one of the things that used to drive me mad. How come our aunt in America that's on the other side of the world and whatever, so how come she doesn't feel like she's like standing on her head? Why don't I feel like I'm standing on my head? Nobody. Everybody, wherever they are, standing upright. That's impossible. In Achinami, but we see that that's a reality. So that's one of the things he's bringing here, this first category, which is a very broad category. Okay, so then we said, the next thing that the Mephoshim here discuss is Kikol. The lighter that the foundation of the four foundations, the lighter the thing is, it's higher, it's above. Because fire is lighter than everything. Below that there's air. Under that there's mayim. And after that, right at the bottom, the heaviest thing is the earth. So that's how those four things are set up. Okay, so that's the beginnings of understanding the world we live in is Pella. It's an absolute Pella. Let's go a little bit forward. All the four Yosodas are fixed in a place that's unique for them, and they are limited by the space that Hashem has allocated to them. The waves come every day and their mamas bash away at the beach and they never go over it. They should. There's no why. What's stopping them? What's stopping the water from just flooding the world? There's no shortage of water. The water doesn't go over its limitations. We'll discuss Durban now, okay? Let's discuss tsunamis now as well. There's a gamma komlize. But even if there's high winds and the water's very wild, it still doesn't flood the whole earth. It might go a bit further onto the beach. It might go a little bit in an unusual situations. But afterwards, it goes back and it settles down afterwards. It doesn't conquer. K'mosha mashel malayam ve'eshboro lavchuki ve'osim b'riach v'delatoloim. I'm placing mama's locks and a door. You won't be able to overpower with the waves. And your words, Hashem, are always established in the Shemayim. They're all doing your work, they're all your slaves, all your servants, all these things. Look at Baruch Hinafshi, you see it there as well. Okay, there you see it. This whole idea that the basics, before we get into the details of the details, just the environment that we exist in is you just think about that for a while, it's Nifla V'Neira. The Midrash says that the reason why sometimes we have the sea behaving a little bit rough, a little bit aggressive, is because there's certain circumstances when Hashem cries, whatever that means. Hashem sheds a tear. Sometimes two tears, sometimes one tear, whatever that midrash means. And that tear goes into the sea, and that causes the sea to temporarily flood. That's the I don't want to go into now why it happens or whatever. Well, that's the midrash. That sometimes is why the sea does sometimes breach the boundaries, but it's never permanent. It always goes back again. The land is the land, and the sea is the sea, and it's got its unique mugbal place. So that's one area of a place where a person can sit and meditate and think about. And he's not getting to all the details now. There are many, many, many details. There's the stars, there's the this, there's the who flies in the air, the birds, we'll get there. Well, just the poshut, just the kadu aretz. And the four yosodas that make up our environment, that itself is nifla. Basuga sheni, what's fascinating is that he's bringing it from psukim. So no, we don't really have to get all the psukim out, but everything he's saying is from a meditation in Torah more than a meditation in the Bria. Basuga sheni, chokhma aniris b'min ha'odom. You have an aretz, and on the aretz, you have a thing called odom. Ashua oilam ha'kotn. He is a miniature world. We'll look at that. It's one of the most fascinating things you'll ever look at. Ubishvilo nivraya kol. For this thing called Adam, everything was created. It's all there. Bishvili, bishvil Adam. V'yoyfi v'ziva oylem u'shlemusay. He is the beauty and the crowning glory of the world. And it's shleimus. V'olav kivin dovad ha-melech ha-vashom bo'omru Hashem Adonainu mo'odi shimcho b'kol ha'aretz. What's that got to do with Adam? That's Hashem. How odir is your name in the whole Aretz? That's not about Hashem. That's not showing how wonderful. He bring me a raya that Adam is the crown of the Bria. So you bring me a posuk that says Hashem, you're the... What's going on here? So first of all, let's try and understand what he means, that Adam is an oilam cotton. Do you see what he says here? And then maybe try and expand that a little bit. This, he says, is well known from all the Kadmoinim. The Maaseh goes all the way back to Bria Soilam, where Hashem says, let us make man. Hashem says, let us make man. What does that mean? It wasn't two gods, and Hashem was consulting with these whatever. And we know that that's a lesson in Derech Eretz, but there's a much deeper Yosodia. We'll see that now. First Hashem created the entire world, and then he took a little bit from every part of the world he created, and that's how he created Adam. The Rambam Marion Ruchim Bariches Shekol Olam Bichlal Hu Dugmas Adam Echad. The entire universe, if you would be able to look at it, you know, get a grip on the entire universe, it would look like one human being, whatever that means. What it means, Pashtas, the lowest level of understanding, is that the entire universe somehow has the form of Adam. There's a form of Adam. It has its heads and its legs and its feet, whatever that means, but it follows the form of Adam. Verob soif sefer ochet tzadikim. At the end of the ochet tzadikim, I think it's even translated this piece, that translated the even sure, but even this piece right at the end there discusses this as well. Uberof roberosh sefer shevet Musa. Plenty places this is discussed, that Adam is a microcosm of the entire universe, and he contains the entire universal experience in him. That means when Noach, in the door of Noach, when Adam started doing things he wasn't supposed to do, it impacted on the entire Bria, because he's a microcosm of the entire Bria. The Sefer Sharim says that. When a person picks himself up, he picks the whole world up. When he goes down, he takes the whole world down with him. How does that work? Because he contains within him that entire universal experience. If you want to see it, we spoke about this. Ellie's going to go, oh, here he goes again. But I don't know if Yonatan Shimi, I doubt you've heard this idea, but it's mind-boggling.
I would never say that.
No, I'm joking. I'm just saying, you've heard it from me so many times. I love it. It's almost like that's my pet subject. Right. But the ramifications are humongous. You can apply this in so many different places. It's absolutely awesome. But if you think about the way that a child grows, a child starts with one cell, yeah, and that cell must contain everything that the child will be, because nothing else is going to get added in. There's a genetic code that gets given by the father to the mother. That's contained in one cell. Now, what happens is the fetus grows one cell and then it splits into two cells. Now, it doesn't split into two half cells. You know, like the top half of the child and the bottom half of the child. Each cell contains the entire child. Then it splits into four identical cells, 8, 16, 32, 64. It continues splitting into identical cells. You can take any one of those cells out there and you have the entire child. And then at some point, somehow, each cell knows that it's got to become something that the other cells are not going to become, even though they could become anything. The ears know to become ears. The toe needs to become toe. The heart, even though the toe contains everything that you need to make a heart. And the heart could be a toe. And nobody can explain why that happens, by the way. But that's what happens. But if you would know how, you could tease out a cell from that human and you can create an identical another human. Not science fiction. We don't know how to do it. The science fiction part of it is we don't know how to do that. Or they do know how to do it in China. They're probably doing it already. They've done a bit of cloning, whatever, exactly how that works, I don't know. But in theory, that's the way it is. Everything contains everything. Because Adam is an Olam Cotton. He contains within him the entire universe and experience, which is awesome if you start thinking about it. That means in one cell of a human being, you have the entire cosmos, you have everything. You have everything. Nifla v'noira. Nifla v'noira, that's what he's alluding to, yeah. And that's a major subject that needs to be understood. I'll tell you one more unbelievable ramification of that, if you feel like thinking about these things. And that is, we heard from Rabbi Tetz, the last time he spoke by us, he told us this, that some fancy astrophysicist or applied mathematician or whatever told him that science is starting to recognize that everything contains everything. Everything contains everything. That's what they're starting to recognize now. We've known that for a few months longer than that. We've known that since ever, since Reishis Bara. But anyway, they're just starting to discover that now. But that this guy had come to an unbelievable conclusion. If everything contains everything, and we see that there's a thing called consciousness in the world, correct? There's consciousness in the world. That means everything in the world must have consciousness. Even a stone at some level must have some aspect of consciousness because everything contains everything. So if Tetz looked at him and said, you just discovered that now, you could ask any six-year-old in Cheder that they would tell you that. That's Poshut. God creates everything with his word, with his Rotson. Everything is Rotson Hashem. Obviously, it has consequence. There's consciousness. Okay, that's just an aside. But we're waiting for them to catch up. that's the bottom line. Seder. Okay, so that's the second thing. Obviously, needs much more discussion. There's three lines in the Chovei Solovavus, Adam, in three lines. We'll expand that out and we'll deal with that. In the Pratim, we're just discussing seven very, very big categories here. Asuga Shlishi, Achochma Neres, Bahar Kovas Adam, Mi'abas Hayusoides, V'chivu Evre Gufa Echad L'Sheini. First of all, the Chochma that you see in Adam, that is made up of these four yesoidas, and the way all the different limbs and parts of the body are joined together, one to the other, they're all joined, they're all united. The koiches nafshoy, the ora seichel shaboyer nosen rak la'adam. He has this koiches nafshoy, whatever that is, some sort of spiritual dimension to him. And he also has, he calls it the ora seichel, the light of seichel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave only to Adam. Our thought process, if you just think about your mind, the way it works is beyond comprehension, beyond comprehension. And now he is above all the Balei Chaim that aren't Medabrim, that don't speak. That we mentioned above, that he is Doime to the whole world. He has this universal form. This form of what an Adam looks like, of what the world looks like, is what Adam looks like. The Moshal Alav B'Shol Shev Yisodaisov. I have not any idea what that means. The Mushal Elav B'Shoroshov Yisodaisov. I don't know what his roots are. I don't know what his foundations are. The Maom Medaber. The Aleph Kivon Iov B'Omra. That's what Iov referred to when he said, Haloi kecholov tatichaini ukegvina takpieni, or vabosa talbishenu ubatsomois vegidim tiskecheni, chaim vechesed asito imodi ubegadoscho shomra ruchi. That's a big speech. That's talking about all the different parts of a person. And our Kodesh Baruch Hu has somehow mukav this and built this into him, clothed him in flesh, and he's got bones and tendons and sinews. And then Chaim v'chesed, you've done Chaim v'chesed for me, that you keep my rucha, you keep my spirit, my air within me. There's this big balloon called Adam. It's made up of all these awesome parts all joined together. And somehow there's a wind that blows through it as well that doesn't, even though there's holes in this balloon, it doesn't just whatever. Okay, so that's Ein Sham Be'Yoiv. So that's the third thing that you have to meditate on. The fourth one, Asuga Ravi, who are Chokhma Neres Be'Yesa Balechaim, Mikatanim Vad Gedoilom. Then we go from Adam down into the animal world, big and small. Hama'ayfufim bavir v'aseichim b'mayim, those that fly in the air, those that swim in the water. Hazoicholim al bitnom, those that crawl on their stomachs. V'aholchim al arba, those that walk on four legs. V'tzuroseim u'midoseim ashoinos, each one according to his shape and his midas and his character, all the enormous diversity there in the animal world. V'ashem v'shamshim la'odom, very important to remember that they are there for us, Yishvil Yisrael, Bora Oilom. How all these creatures actually provide some service for Adam. And what enormous benefit and Hanor, the Hanor means pleasure or just benefit that they bring to the world. That there the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered Eoiv. Hashem commands or advises, he gives him a tochocha that he should pay attention to the Ashgocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the breed. Who provides for the raven food? Because the raven doesn't feed its young. It's very cruel. So who takes care of its young? Kodesh Baruch Hu has to take care of them. If he goes into not something that I've spent too much time learning, perhaps it's time to start. He goes into all the different things there. And we thought about it ourselves. We thought about lots of these things. I'll give you the one thing that struck me when I was in Cape Town on my last trip. So you go to the aquarium there. It was raining, so we went to the aquarium. What are you going to do in Cape Town when it's raining? So we went to the aquarium. And the one thing that shocked me was everyone knows that great white sharks are not good things, and you've got to get rid of them because they're dangerous, and they eat people and whatever. There they have a whole display showing that when you get rid of the sharks, the entire ecosystem of the sea starts unraveling. You know what I'm talking about, Jonathan and Shimi. That's for sure. You've been there. You've seen it. Well, it's mind-boggling. You just see how central to the entire ecosystem all these things are. So when they become of an inconvenience to us, we start getting rid of them. We have mass extermination campaigns. We get rid of this, we get rid of that, we kill the ants and we kill the bees, and the whole thing starts unraveling, and you see it. It's unbelievable how that whole ecosystem in the sea is all interconnected, and how important these great white sharks are. Because in Muskel Rishon, it's a bit counterintuitive. Who needs sharks? They're ugly looking things. They don't do any good. They're just, and yet the entire ecosystem is balanced around them. Mamash Mabel Varai. Okay. So that's the fourth level. Asuga Chamishi, I told you, we're going to go into it fairly briefly, and then we'll start going into it much more detail. Asuga Chamishi, Achochma, Aniris, Mitzmochim. Now we're going down from, we went from Medabe, we go on down to Chaya, we're now getting down to Tzameach. The storehouses, the natural storehouses in the earth. In the earth, there's all sorts of things lurking there. There's all the irons, the coppers, the irons, the all the different types of precious stones. Hamuchanim l'tovus Adam, that are all there for Adam. The Ketzad who mayfik mehem to eles kefiat teva shalem, and an Adam is understands the toeles that he can have from these things, his relationship with all these things that are buried in the ground. Adam has a relationship with them according, and he knows how to use them according to their nature. Kufiar kavosam v'sugulosem ashoinos, the way they're all put together, what each one's unique qualities are. We have already from the much earlier the Kodmoinim. He's a Rishon, so he's talking about pre the Rishonim Svarim. Shlomo Melech. We had Dabar Elaitzim. Shlomo Melech talked to the trees. Whether it was the great, beautiful cedars of Lebanon or from the little moss that was growing out of the wall. Shlomo Melech knew how to talk to these things. What does that mean? Shlomo Melech, he says here, Rashi, Giles koiches ateva shel kol ha'etzim v'tzmochim. He was able to reveal the koyach of all the natural things in the world, all the trees and all the sprouting things. La'ez refua efshel ishtamesh b'em, what refua you could use them for. Va'ez ateres efshel ha'apik b'em, what benefits you get from them. Adama ma'atima legidol kol min v'min, in which earth is perfectly suited for each different min. That's why Shlomo Melech could have watermelons in the middle of winter and could have African peppers in the middle of summer. It didn't make a difference. He was able to grow every species of fruit in Eretz Yisrael because he knew exactly where to plant them. He understood how the whole system was put together. Nifla v'neira. It's there to be understood. As you mentioned earlier, you have to understand and be mine in the Bria lefi your koiches, not lefi Shlomo Melech's koiches. We don't know how to do that. Even with all our science and our chokhmah today, we haven't got anywhere close to what Shlomo Melech understood. Shlomo Melech understood the language of the animals. He understood the language of the birds. He knew what they were talking about. And there's no one around dealing with that. We dream about it. We don't ever do it. Okay. Let's just try and finish off 6 and 7 quickly. Asuga shishi hi chokhmas Hashem aniris b'chokhmas u'b'malochos u'b'hamtsois hashoynes ashehichi naboyris b'roch l'adam kedei l'safek lem es tzolchov u'litpanes al yodom. The sixth chokhmah, the group, is the chokhmah of the malochos u'b'hamtsois hashoynes, the different things that a person can invent and make, and the work that he can do in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared for him in order to provide him with these needs. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared in order for Adam to provide himself with these needs and to have panasa via these things, or lahafik men as yeset ha'loisoch, and also to extract from them whatever other benefits there are. Hein eli shebekol b'nei Adam zukim k'zukukim lem, things that everybody needs. Kagon miktsois ha'chaklaut v'al basha, everybody needs food, so you need farming wisdom, and you need clothes, so you need to know how to do all the chokhmah that goes into clothes, sheep and growing cotton and weaving and all these things. Then those things that are not needed by everybody, just some people. To know how to polish precious stones. Not everybody needs precious stones. Nobody needs to know how to polish precious stones. Is there rakle? Only for some people. Mishas batuchos chokhma. What's batuchos? What does he say? Yeah? Okay. We don't know. I'll tell you what it means, and you'll see we don't know what it means even more. It's talking about the kidneys here. Mi notan bekalios is a koyach haruchani leyoitz chokhma. It says chokhma seated in the kidneys. I don't know whatever that means. I don't know what that means, but that's what the pasuk there is saying in Eoiv. Who placed in the kidneys chokhma, the ability to have chokhma? I don't know what that means. And who gave to the lesech vivina minosan binas the lev lachshev ketzad loses kolam malachas vapulois? Who gave us the chokhma to know how to do all the different malachas and chokhmas and all the different work and avoid it that goes into just staying alive? how to cook food, how to harvest it, how to plant it, how to weave clothes, how to create heat, all those chokhmas. Who gave us all of that? That's what Eov is asking. V'nema, ki Hashem hiten chokhma mipiv das usfuna. Hashem is the one that keeps chokhma in your mouth, is das usfuna. Okay, so that's the next level that a person has to meditate, the next category. And the last one is asuga shvi. Ki hachokhma aniris minasinas ha-toyre v'chukim. The next level of chokhma, the last one, which contains all of them, obviously, the last one, the seventh, always contains everything, that's Malchus. Torah that was given with all its laws, so that we can be Oved Hashem. That via this Torah and its chukim that we were given, we can get all the benefit that's available in this world, and it will provide us with Schayin Olam Haba. I'm not going into these. These are Yeshaya. I need to look after these psukim. You have to take them out and learn each one of these psukim, see what they're doing here. Be that as it may, the next pasuk also, Atu aznacham, pay attention with your ears. Ulechu alai, come to me, shimu uschi nafshechem. You'll listen and you'll give life to your souls. Well, that's Navim. I don't know how you learn Navim. Mechuk ha-toyre noivim gam ha-chukim v'ha-nimusim ha-shaleim b'nua han-hogas shar ha-umais. Also, what came from the Torah is all the chukim that all the nations, all the goyim of the world, the way they conduct themselves, that's also coming from Torah. Ha-mo'ilim lem b'dvorim she-beinonim l'chaveiroi, all the things that help us in b'nonim l'chaveiroi. U'mamashim lem okay, and all the things that people swap for Torah in this world, whatever. Okay, so that's all the seven main categories. Starts with the Kadar Oret, starts with the environment that we live in. It goes to Adam, then it goes to the three lower Yesodis, Chaya, Tzomach, V'Doimam. Then it goes to the things that a person needs to do in order to stay alive, the malachas, the chokhmas, the wisdom that we have that gets given to us, and then we focus on the chokhma that's apparent in the giving of the Torah, and that the Torah came down to deal with us. Okay, so there's one last. Can we give two more minutes and we'll finish Perek Dalet, and then we can start Perek Hay next week. He just summarizes this. He says, "Ukva nema ki dargas ateva beyachas the Torah he kedargas eved." The level of nature in relation to Torah is like the level of a slave to his master. The natural world, the olam ateva, conducts itself according to what the Torah needs. The natural world is not a hefka thing that just Mother Nature does whatever she wants. The natural world has to function in order to mekayim Torah. It says in Shmois, you'll serve Hashem, and Hashem will bless your bread and your water, and he'll remove all machala from you. The Torah is involved in maintaining the world. If you'll do all these things, you'll listen to me and you'll do all these things and you'll be a good boy and you'll listen to Hashem, then all the machalot I gave to Mitzrayim, I won't come to you. They won't come to you because I need Hashem Rufuecho. Fascinating. Okay, there's all Torah just on that pasuk. Void psukim rabim ka'elu neimru. Many psukim that say these ideas. V'yesh. Some say that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said, "Chochmas banta beiso." Why wisdom builds the house? Chatzba amudeya shiva. The chatzba is a quarry. The quarrying of the pillars is seven. The shivas yosodas a chochma halalu shiskanu. That's referring, the Chovas Halavav says, to the seven foundations that we've brought down here. That's what Shlomo HaMelech was referring to when he said that wisdom builds the house. And it's these seven amudim that he was referring to. That means with these seven amudim we've got, you go into them, we'll analyze them, like we'll see as we go ahead, those are the pillars of all wisdom and chokhmah, and that's what you need in order to build a house, whatever that means, build a house. meaning with those chokhmas, that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu created and built the world with. And now we'll go and see, Vita in Perek Hey, at length, we'll go in and see which ones are easier to learn from and how, and go around and start meditating and understanding all these different things are to do. And you have to do your own work here as well. We live in a world where these things are, if you just think a little bit and you stop and think a little bit, you'll be able to see many, many of these things. Many things, unbelievable things. Just how the food that animals eat is matim for them. Each animal has a food that's matim for him. How does the grass know that this animal, how does the animal know to eat that grass and this grass, not that grass, and these plants, and some animals only eat animals, they eat meat, some only eat vegetables, as if you just stop and think about it a little bit, there's so much, it's in your own goof if you stop and think about it, there's no end to the hislivus and the chokhmah a person can attain. Who has a good chodesh, Mitzvah Hashem will have a good yontif, a Kabbalah Satayra Amiti, and we'll be zeichet to the Gula Shleima b'mheira b'yameinu. Yonatan and Shimi, just Ellie's been listening to me every day, but I just don't know if you've been getting the emails about the Shuas Learnathon, but we're right close to the end. We still have a little bit of a shortfall, so anything you do to help, please, if you can. And if you can't, I'll still love you, don't worry.
Plinere.
No, I'm talking to people that help. I'm not talking to people that don't know how to help. I'm talking to people that help. We're $10,000 from our goal as things stand now. So I'm not expecting you to close the gap, but every little bit helps.
100%.
Beseda, take good care.
Thank you. Speak soon. Take care.
Bezat Hashem. See you next week.
Please God. Next week it's Yom Tov. I won't be able to join.
Oh, no, you can't join us. So maybe we'll push it to Tuesday. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell Shimi. Right, you've got Yontif, Sunday night, Monday night. So Tuesday is Motze Yontif. Tov, let me think what I'm going to do. I'll send out a WhatsApp.
Whatever works. If people are ready to have the show, I'll listen to the recording.
I just want to see if I can. I just want to see. I don't know what my schedule is. I've got a hectic schedule next week. I just want to see what the story is. But I'll let you know either way.
Okay, thanks. Yeah,
all right, take good care. Love to the family.
You too, 100%. Take care. Bye. Yeah.